In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Feast of the Resurrection to all of you who are here in our beautiful church, Mother of God. As I begin my homily today, I want to read, first and foremost, from an ancient homily. This is an ancient homily from Mar Jacob of Sarug. And this was written 1,600 years ago. And I think there's so much beauty to it. So I just want us to listen to the words of this sermon. A blessed joyfulness moves me today, in which I repeat the words of the prophet. This is the day the Lord has made. Come, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which is unlike any before and which none after will resemble. This is the great feast. This is the great joy that is given today to the church. Welcome, O new day, on which the power of darkness is undone. Welcome, O day, unlike any other, which destroys the power of darkness. Welcome, O radiant day, bringing us beautiful news. Welcome, O consoler of the mournful, O gladdener of the sorrowful, O gatherer of the lost, O conveyor of the far, O renewer of the weary, O encourager of the fearful, O planter of good seed in the hearing of the disciples. Welcome, O day which has no evening, O happy morning which never saddens. Welcome, O day which death does not overcome, O rising which meets no fall. Welcome, O firstborn of days, which with those whose gifts both worlds are adorned. Death is brought down and life arises. Sheol and hell is shut closed and baptism is opened. Therefore, let us cry out and say, where is your sting, O death? Where is your victory, O gates of hell? Today the guards accepted a bribe, and after this, Jesus Christ was seen by Mary Magdalene. With unveiled faces, the apostles have seen him. We have been called to this joy and invited to this feast. Let us embrace each other now in love. Let us kiss each other in friendship. Let us give peace to one another, peace without deceit, peace without hypocrisy, peace from an undivided mind, that peace that our Savior sent to his apostles in the upper room. Peace be with you all, for peace is the undoing of the enemy, and to peace we have been called. May the resurrection be upon you. May the life of Christ be in you. Our Lord has freed us from death. Instead of fighting, we are now peaceful. Instead of wrathful, we are gentle. Instead of savage, we are merciful. Instead of guilty, we are innocent. Instead of arrogant, we are humble. Instead of sinful, we are righteous. Instead of wicked, we are just. Instead of evil, we are good. Let us love one another with all our heart, because to this peace we have been called. My beloved, clap your hands together. Glorify greatly, exalt majestically, give praise to Jesus Christ, our Savior and our King. In his resurrection, he has raised us. And just as he promised the thief, who was one of us, that today you will be with me in paradise, may he make us worthy to accept his heavenly revelation and share in this heavenly kingdom. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Truly, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Happy Easter. Amen. So a beautiful, beautiful sermon written by one of our church fathers, one of our Eastern church fathers, which is a great gift to all of us. On this beautiful feast of the resurrection, what the Lord has really been placing on my heart is the gift of life. And this gift that he gives to us, this gift that he offers to us on this beautiful feast of the resurrection. For me personally, this Holy Week and this time of Easter has been very different for me than in my past years of priesthood. And I think that the Lord has been doing something really great in our community. And what hit me especially this week was the amount of confessions that we had in our churches, the amount of people that came to confession. And it was one of the most beautiful things for me to see, because we actually had confession every single night this week in our church. Every single night. And the churches were packed with people, from young to Khaltu and Amuz. Everybody was in confession. And it was a beautiful gift just to see that as a priest, and just so encouraging for me to see. Now, confession is a beautiful gift that Jesus has given to us so that we can be brought back to life. And for me as a priest, that was something I saw so powerfully this week. So many people brought back to life because of the gift of confession. Sometimes we're afraid of that, right? I can't tell you how many confessions I heard this week where it had been 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years since some people's last confession. And maybe you're wondering if that was you, if you haven't been to confession in 10, 15, 20 years. A lot of times we avoid confession because we don't know what the priest is going to say to us. We think that if we kneel before the priest and we say, "Father, forgive me for I have sinned, it's been 20 years since my last confession," we think in our mind that the priest is going to say, "Khalid, what's wrong with you?" We think that. But my response, and I think many priests' response, when we hear, "Father, it's been 20 years since my last confession," welcome back. Welcome home. I'm so happy that you're here. You're giving me so much joy that you're here right now. And you don't even understand the power that's about to take place in this confession. Because for 10, 15, 20 years, you've been wrapped in sin. But through this confession, through the power of Jesus Christ and His forgiveness, your soul is about to be set free. This is the beauty of our Catholic faith. This is the beauty of Jesus. That our faith and Jesus Christ, through His church, offers us life. He offers us life. Jesus has given us the seven sacraments of the church because in every sacrament, baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, confession, holy orders, marriage, anointing of the sick, in every confession, Jesus is giving us life through His church. Some of you who have been married, you know what that feels like, to walk down the aisle, to stand before the priests, and to offer to each other your love and your entire lives. That's life. That is life-giving. When we come to Mass and when we receive the Eucharist, that is life-giving. When we go to confession and confess our sins and hear the words, "I absolve you from your sins," that is life-giving. I can't tell you how many times as a priest I've gone to anoint people. I've gone to the hospital or gone into people's homes who are sick, who are about to die. And after they receive that anointing, they're literally brought back to life. These sacraments and these gifts that Jesus has given His church are meant to give us life. We come to church to receive life. Even in our Chaldean Mass, our prayers are so beautiful. In our Mass, we call the mysteries of the Mass, the mysteries of our faith. We say, these are the holy, life-giving, glorious, and divine mysteries. The life-giving mysteries. Recently, I was driving to confession, because even as a priest, we have to go to another priest for confession, okay? And I was driving to confession, and I was so in need of this confession. Because my heart and my soul was just wrapped in darkness, wrapped in sin. And I needed this confession. I needed God's mercy. And I knew that I needed His life in me that I have allowed to let go because of my own sin. And so I'm driving to confession and I'm in the car and I'm praying. I'm talking to Jesus when I'm in the car. And I'm just saying to Jesus, "Lord, in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of my sin, help me to just still experience Your joy and Your grace. That even though I'm in this sin, even though I'm in this darkness, help me to know Your joy and Your grace right now." Right when I said that, a truck pulled up in front of me, and on the back of the truck, it said, "Resurrection Brick." And the slogan of the truck was, "Bring your home back to life." And the license plate of the truck was Yahweh, which is God's name in the Old Testament. I was blown away. I started laughing, okay? Because this is how amazing our God is. That even in our sin, even in our darkness, the Lord still speaks. Right? The Lord wants us. And I was just drawn back completely that what I was going to in confession was to receive life. And on the back of that truck, the very words were, "Bring your home back to life." Jesus says in John chapter 6, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. If you do not eat my body or drink my blood, you have no life in you. And unless you partake of the body, partake of the cup, when you do this, you will never die, but you will have eternal life." When we come to Mass, when we receive the Eucharist worthily, when we're ready to receive Him, and when we receive Him with grace in our heart, there's life that Jesus is giving us. And it's His life. Over the last couple years, I can't tell you how much darkness I've seen. In my own life, in the life of people around me, how many people today are struggling mentally, emotionally, whether that's in their own personal darkness with depression, with suicidal thoughts, mental illness. There's so much happening in our world today that is causing people to live in darkness. But my brothers and sisters, Jesus did not create us for darkness. Jesus created us for light. Jesus created us for life. That's what St. Paul says today in his letter to the Corinthians. He says, Christ has made us alive. But so many of us live like we're dead. So many of us live this life in darkness, and we've become so comfortable with darkness. Whether that's the darkness of our depression, the darkness of our thoughts, the darkness of our negativity, or even the darkness of our sin. We've become so comfortable with this darkness that we've forgotten what it's like to be alive. We've forgotten what it's like to live with the life that God has for us. When we were baptized, we received this beautiful life. And something that was hitting me this year in the Stations of the Cross was the station of Veronica, where she wipes the face of Jesus. And in that station, it says that Jesus' face was disfigured because of wounds. And it says that our souls become disfigured because of our sin. That when we sin, we disfigure that original beauty, that original innocence that God has given us. And we start to live life as if we're not even living and we're just dead inside. When Jesus has given us life, Jesus gives us His church, He gives us the sacraments, He gives us the Eucharist and confession so that we can have life. So as we come to this church, how is Jesus calling us to come back to life? That's the reason we're here. We didn't just come to 2 p.m. Mass so that we can go back home early and eat arpacha, mambara, and all of that, okay? We came to this 2 p.m. Mass to receive life. That's why we're here. We've come to this Mass to receive life, and we receive that in Jesus. So what is Jesus trying to resurrect today? What in your heart is He trying to resurrect? Where in your life is Jesus trying to give you life and resurrection? Is it in your marriage? Is it in your family? Is it in your relationship with your siblings? Is it in just your daily living that Jesus wants to give you this life? And I just want to encourage you. Next Sunday is New Sunday in the Chaldean Church, or Divine Mercy Sunday. The most beautiful Sunday ever. We had so many confessions available in our churches, but I know that there are so many people who didn't go. If you haven't been to confession in years, this is the week to go. Prepare yourself for that Sunday. Prepare yourself to receive the life that Jesus wants to give you. Do not be afraid of the life that God has. We're not made for darkness. We are made for life. What I think is so beautiful about this Mass is the Eucharist is not here. I don't know if you saw that. But if you look at the altar right now, the tabernacle is wide open. and the tabernacle light is off because Jesus is not here in the Eucharist. We took Jesus out of the church on Holy Thursday night, and today in this Mass, Jesus becomes present again. That through the words of the priests, through the prayers of the priest, at this altar, bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus, and he comes to take place in his home again. And we get to witness that. We get to see that at this Mass, that Jesus is going to be placed on his throne, that Jesus isn't just risen in some cute way, but Jesus is risen truly. And we get to see that in this Mass, Jesus comes to life. There's so much power that is taking place in this Mass right now. And we come to see that power, we come to receive that power, we come to receive that life. I'm excited to celebrate this Mass. And I hope that you are too. Because as I receive life, I ask that Jesus places that life in you, so that as you leave this church, you leave as his child, his son and his daughter, who's filled with his life. Amen.